Welcome back to the podcast with Nick and Luke. Quick disclaimer, the program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other DOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Another quick PSA before we begin. Over 45 million Americans are directly impacted by addiction. Addiction is the leading cause of death for people under the age of 30 since 2013. Addiction-related deaths have increased by 6.5%. Most people don't look for resources because they can't admit to their struggles, and friends and family often don't know what they can do to help. Using powerful stories that portray the modern faces of addiction, the Listen campaign speaks to the friends and families of those struggling with addiction, encouraging them to listen and start the conversation about addiction with their loved ones, driving them to the tips and resources housed on the campaign's microsite, heretolisten.com. Quick endorsement before we begin. Student council elections are beginning next week. Very exciting. Everyone in the school should vote because it's a school-wide matter. And we'll be talking about that later on in the show. So let's get into it with the State of the Union of NPC Chats and Luke and Nick's radio show moving forward.
Yes, yeah, so first we would like to talk about the state of this podcast and why we haven't released an episode in a while. So we're banging out episodes like every week on D-Days period 4-1. And we would, they were all funny. They're all great. Our two best, in my opinion, were with Robert Higgins and with Mr. Beach. But unfortunately, we ran into somewhat of a writer's block, and we struggled with making questions. And not only did we struggle with making questions, but we struggled with finding guests that were
compatible with
the show. That's exactly the word I was looking for. So that's why we haven't released an episode in a while.
However, over the past few weeks, we've had AP, so we have been busy, but we have been working to better ourselves and the show's premise in general. So we are thinking about expanding our show into topics including game shows, dating shows, what would you do scenarios, and even comedy sketch type things. I don't know, but that's still under work.
Yeah, but, so our best idea so far, in my opinion, is we bring in three people blindfolded. I mean, we blindfold them once they sit down.
We're gonna blindfold people. We're gonna ask genuine questions, heart to heart, and we're just gonna see who's compatible with each other. It'll be fun. It'll be light. It'll be airy. It'll be something new, something progressive. I think it'll be a great opportunity for our show. And if you would like to be on it, please DM us on Luke and Nick 2022 Student Council, which is currently NPC Chats on Instagram, to show your interest.
So that also kind of segues into another reason why we would like to talk to you guys today. We are running for Student Council. So what that means is we're not running for the same spot. There's five spots for Executive Student Council. We're each running for our own spot out of the five, so that would be two out of the five spots taken up. We just feel that since we share kind of the same mindset and the same ideals, we would, like, if you vote for one of us, you should just vote for both of us, which is why we're kind of running together. Our Instagram has been changed. The podcast, it might even be changed for a couple weeks, honestly, to just be directly related to the student council elections that are upcoming. And while we have this platform, we kind of wanted to share with you some. Do we have any ideas of what we're going to do at this school?
We're actually preparing. We don't really want to expose our secrets just yet. We're actually preparing our separate speeches to give during election week. Right. And we really are going to have mapped out an idea and plan on what we want to do to improve this school going forward. But we really want to listen to the ideas of the people in the school. And we don't want to make any promises that are too big, because obviously we know that in the past people obviously run on these ideas that are very big, very flashy, but aren't idealistic. We want to make small infrastructural improvements that will help benefit the school overall and improve the everyday-to-day lifestyle of people.
Exactly. In the school. We don't want to give you ideas like Rutherford B. Hayes did.
Yes, back in his presidency.
He gave too many ideas. He said he was going to do too many things. That's why the country collapsed. That's why we're in the state we are today. And I feel like we can't make that same mistake. So not only are we not going to reveal our ideas yet, but we want to make sure that you guys know and understand that when we do release our ideas, they might seem minuscule and they seem like they're not going to do anything. But if we promise too much and we don't achieve those goals, then the stock market's going to crash because you're going to invest too much.
FDR will come back from the dead. It'll be a whole fiasco. All right, so yeah, so that's that. Moving forward in the next few weeks, we know it is the end of the school year, and we would like to take at least two more sessions to, we might have a debate with other candidates, might do some campaign donor interviews, something like that, something funny. But we do really want to roll out at least one or two episodes of our old stuff, really. Not in the sense of the same ideas, exactly, but in the sense of the same spirit. So the dating show will be one, maybe a game show, maybe interviews, maybe what would you do?
Exactly. In this time of stress and these upcoming elections, we don't want to lose sight of the real important thing, which is making people date and love each other and asking people questions that entice a viewer. So we can't lose sight of entertaining the people and having our sense of community that we so value. So, yeah.
So we're not going to keep you too long. Obviously, this isn't a full episode, disappointing, but this needed to be addressed. We will be back in the up and coming weeks now that APs are over. We will be having more time to record because our classes are getting easier and easier now that we're taking finals. So we're very excited to see where these next few weeks take us in terms of actual content. But we're planning on experimenting on a few new things and preparing to come into the year of 2022 to 2023 chock full of ideas and with an up and running radio show consistently.
So yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Please consider voting for me and Luke for student council. We'll talk about it more. Your vote's greatly appreciated, even your thought is. Have a good day.
Thank you.